Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson, and today I am speaking with Peter Bird. He is the Executive Chairman of Zenith Minerals. The Zenith Minerals ASX code is ZNC. Check them out. Lots to talk about today. Some results coming out. Got some projects that we're going to cover. Lots of rigs out there. Peter, welcome to Small Caps.
Hi, Kerry. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to see you. We've known each other for a while. And Zenith Minerals, you've been cracking on. Before we get into some of the latest news that's coming out, for those people that don't know who Zenith are, give us a brief overview, projects, where they are, and then we'll dive a little bit deeper.
Yeah, thanks. So Zenith ASX listed ZNC. We are located wholly within the Australian shores, which is working for us at the minute. Focused on precious and base metals, some five odd key projects around the country, which we'll talk about today.
Okay, so those five projects around the country, of course, one of them being in my favourite commodity, which of course is gold. And you told me earlier that you've got 15 rigs out there working. So there's going to be plenty of news coming up. What should we start with? Should we start with Split Rocks, which is over in WA? It's a gold project, delivering some quite nice, shallow, high-grade gold results. Just tell us where you're at with that and what drilling you're doing.
Yeah, sure. So we've got 12 rigs operating around the country on Split Rocks, which is located just to the south of Marvel Lock. We've defined an approximately 3 kilometre long mineralised gold shear zone, which we've been peppering away at now for a period of time. And what you're referring to is some results that were announced this week. So we're finding very good grade continuity near surface. The objective with that project is, can we get enough ounces together to have a resource probably towards the end of this year or early next calendar year. It depends a little bit on COVID, but it is an exciting proposition because it's a fairly, as they would say, bog standard project in the goldfields of WA. No sort of fatal flaws at this stage. So we'll just push along and see if we can get to that target end date.
You said 3 kilometre strike length and continuity. What sort of grades are you finding, Peter?
Yeah, so we've had some quite high grades, but I think when we get to the, the nitty-gritty of putting a resource together, it's sort of a 1.5 gram, but very low strip ratio. But we've had some very, high grades, in the teens quite consistently throughout the shear zone. But I think that's where it'll bulk out at.
So in the teens, but you're doing, how deep has your drilling been at Split Rock so far? And would you go deeper? I mean, you say it's near surface gold mineralization, but do you think with potentially some of those results being in the teens, could there be something that might surprise you at deeper levels?
Oh, look, there could be, Kerry. I mean, what the focus has been at the minute is the mineralization is from surface, and we've only really drilled to about 120 vertical meters. So quite, in mining terms, quite shallow. Mm-hmm. And at this point in time, we haven't pushed deeper, but the mineralisation continues.
Will you push deeper?
I think in time we will, but I think initially we'll try and get an envelope around what is open pitable.
Right. Okay. So that's your Split Rocks one. And when do you think that you might have a resource for Split Rocks? What's the news flow coming up towards the end of the
year? Yeah, I think if all being well with access and all those sorts of things, which is a COVID-related comment, either towards the end of this calendar year or into the early part of next calendar year.
All right. So there's plenty of work going on there. Let's go on to, because as you said, you've got five projects. Which one would you want to go for next, Peter?
Well, let's sort of stick into the gold portfolio first. So we're also actively assessing a project called Red Mountain in southern Queensland. For those that know the story, it's a a vertical breccia pipe. It's a virgin discovery by the exploration team at Zenith. We've already chased some quite high-grade mineralisation down to about 200 vertical metres, and it is not closed off. And in addition, there's a number of other targets on the pipe which we haven't yet assessed. So it's going to take a little bit longer than Split Rocks just because of its geometry, but no less exciting.
Got a, and so what are you doing at the moment? Are you drilling? Have you got rigs on there?
Yeah, two rigs operating there at the minute. So right. We'll generate good results as time comes on, also continuous results.
You said that there's one pipe that you're doing and you're focusing on at the moment. How big is the area that you're looking at? And do you think that this, is there a lot of exploration to be done in the project that you've got at Red Mountain?
Yeah, so for the listeners, the dimension of the pipe, if you're looking down on top of it, is about 600 metres in diameter. And the way these things can manifest is, and there's a number of well-documented examples, they can go for easily a kilometre in vertical depth. So what we're looking for is the margins of that pipe and chasing the mineralisation which sits on the margins around the pipe down to depth.
Okay, so that's what the focus is now. And you mentioned good grades. Is it pure gold or do you have, is it copper gold? Is it got some silver in it?
Yeah, gold, silver, dominantly gold. There is a base metal signature, but at this point, nothing of significance. So it's really a gold play at this point in time.
And you mentioned COVID earlier. Is COVID impacting, have you got separate crews, for example, over in Split Rocks in WA and now you're up in Queensland? How are you managing, I guess, the logistics of on the groundwork?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So very early in the piece, over 18 months ago, Mick Clifton and his team split the exploration initiative into two parts, one west and one east. So we have effectively running two teams, which is working for us, and it's working well. It's not unique to Zenith, but the hardest bit is not necessarily equipment. It's people and the ability for people to move even within their own state. I mean, that's the challenge. But we're working in a very, we've been safe, we've had no cases, and obviously some of these sites are isolated, but that's worked well with just the split nature of our approach.
Yeah, and your projects themselves, it's not, Tasmania, New South Wales, Queensland, WA, blah, 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 and overseas. It's WA and Queensland, isn't it? It's those two states, isn't it?
Well, that's right. They're the dominant ones. We do have a couple of projects in New South Wales, but they're earlier stage. So, yes, the dominant projects are WA and Queensland. So it's pretty easy for us to split it.
We've both got their borders closed, but you can move around in the states. So I guess that's a plus.
Yeah, no, it is a plus, and it's working well for us.
Well, let's stay in Queensland for the moment and going away a little bit from gold. Zenith Minerals have also got Devlin Creek, which is more of a copper story from what I understand.
Yeah, that's right, Kerry. So Devlin Creek is a VMS copper play. It's already got a pre-existing resource, about 2.7 million tonnes JORC compliant resource. On the northern end of the property. And during the course of this year, we've defined 8 discrete additional targets. So for those familiar with VMS copper systems, they tend to occur in clusters or swarms. So right now, we're pushing ahead, actively drilling to try and grow that resource. So we've got 3 rigs operating up in that part of the world. And really, the objective is pretty clear. Can we turn that circa 2.5 million tonne resource into 10 million tonnes? So if you can get up around that number, you have theoretically a 10-year life at 1 million tonnes a year. That becomes a very significant copper project. So that's what we're up to.
Sorry, Peter, whereabouts in Queensland is it for our listeners out there?
It's in southern Queensland, inland, approximately 300 kilometres. So it's almost down on the border. So for those familiar with that part of Queensland, logistics are very good. There's other mining activities such as coal, so, you know, power, water, all that sort of thing. But, you know, it works well, that project. So we're in there. The reason we're hitting that quite hard with the rigs at the minute is that, you know, as everyone's aware, you do get a wet season. So we want to be sort of done with this round of drilling in probably late October.
Well, Peter, if you'd been up here last night, I tell you what, we had the storm of all storms. I was meant to do an interview last night with someone and I had to cancel it because you couldn't, massive storm, you couldn't hear yourself think. So with, just a little aside there, ladies and gentlemen, with Devlin Creek, you say that it could grow and grow and grow. You've got three rigs on there at the moment. Are you expecting lots of news flow, and how quickly do you think you can grow this resource? And where's the value for investors? What do you see? Do you see this one as quite a big opportunity going forward for investors, shareholders?
Yeah, for sure. So we're very bullish about the base metal thematic, particularly copper, and we'll come to zinc later, but particularly with respect to value. So, again, for those people that are familiar with VMS systems, they can be a little tricky earlier to define the pods of mineralisation. But once you do define them, they're very high value projects because they're higher grade than, say, for example, a porphyry, lower capital intensity. And in the case of this one, it's near surface. So from a development perspective, you know, you're looking at most likely an open pittable position early in the piece if we can get the tonnage up to the levels we want. So given that we're drilling right now, you know, one could be expecting the results will flow, you know, for the remainder of the calendar year. There is a bit of a delay in results, and everyone's sort of aware of that, I think, in the industry, just with the activity levels that are going. But
We're all aware of the fact that these poor old assay labs are being smashed at the moment. Have you got some more results coming out in the near future?
Yeah, well, I think on all of the projects, given that we are drilling, there'll be results coming out on all of them is the short answer.
Okay. Now, Peter, it would be remiss of me not to mention this one. I think this one may have slightly gone under the radar because it's whether you call it a joint venture or you've got 25% free carry in a major zinc discovery over in Western Australia along with Rumble Resources. So for those that are unaware of this, we'll talk about it. It's Irrahaddy. Zenith don't need to put any money in, but it's a major zinc discovery and you've got 25% of this project. Just give us a little bit of flavour around that one, Peter, because I'm not sure people understand fully the structure and the value for shareholders.
Yeah, so you're right, Kerry. It is a joint venture, which is called the EJV or the Irrahaddy Joint Venture with the Rumble Boys. In about April, if people look back at the announcements, there was a major discovery announced with what looks like or appears to be a SEDEX-style zinc mineralisation. Which Rumble drilled into. So right now there are five rigs operating full bore on that project. Rumble have a 40,000 metre drill campaign underway, and at the last announcement they were about halfway through that, so 20,000 metres. There's been a major envelope defined such that Rumble's talking about an exploration target of circa 120 million tonnes at 3.5% to 4.5% zinc. So it is significant. Obviously a long way to go, a lot of work to do, but the guys on the ground are doing a very good job. We're really happy to be involved in the project and, you know, it clearly has very little in the way of a cost impost for us being free carried to the end of BFS. But, yeah, people should watch this space. It's a big discovery. The Rumble team are suggesting it's a tier one SEDEX discovery. So, you know, it's not insignificant.
Peter, two questions. First of all, whereabouts in WA is it?
Yeah, so it's roughly 100 kilometres north of Wiluna in sort of central WA.
Okay, so it's not sort of difficult to get to or anything like that.
No.
And how did Zenith come about getting that 25% free carry?
Yeah, so there's a long history for the Zenith team and in various guises, but they've held properties up in that part of the world for a long time. Of course, if we go back 10 years or whatever, there's probably less interest in some base metals, but it was originally going back a long time, a Renison sort of target area. So the Zenith team entered into a joint venture a couple of years ago on the property. There was not a lot of action clearly at that point in time, but with Rumble raising some money, they've had the ability to give it some attention and, success has occurred.
Do you think the markets recognise that this is part of Zenith's portfolio at the moment, or do you think it's kind of fallen?
No, I don't. I think people probably have not got their head around the magnitude of the discovery. Right. You don't find these things every week.
No.
It's big. So I think as time goes on, there'll be an understanding that this is a very material discovery that's been found in the resources industry.
You said earlier that the 25% free carry is through to a BFS. What happens after that?
Well, at that point, there's obviously co-contribution.
Right.
Okay. On a pro rata basis.
Yeah. Which is fine, because if it's as big as you think it might be, who knows where it will take you?
Oh, that's right. And I think, that quite frankly is a nice problem to have. And we've got time to plan for that.
That's exactly right. Now, brief mention on the New South Wales projects is really at the moment, as you said earlier, it's Queensland and WA. That's the focus for Zenith Minerals. Are the New South Wales projects just sitting quietly at the moment, given all the challenges with borders opening and closing?
Yeah, they are. So there's two in New South Wales, both early stage. So we haven't talked about them a hell of a lot in the gold space. There's the Jackadgery project up near the Queensland border. And then there's a project which we've got 90% of, and there's the Kawara project down near Cooma, which we've got an interest to earn up to 22% of it. It's a Fosterville style target that just hasn't been looked at in recent history. But yeah, they're much earlier stage.
Right. So the focus really at the moment, if I was to unpack this for people out there, Split Rocks is looking very good and you're coming up to a resource for that potentially. But Red Mountain's also looking exciting. You've got 12 rigs across all your projects, which is also great. And I don't think people have really understood Irrahaddy. So thanks for unpacking that for us. Running out of time a little bit, Peter. I always ask my people this. Three reasons, because it is about investor. In fact, before we get to the three reasons, what do you think Zenith is going to deliver for shareholders, both current shareholders and those that are looking and listening to this interview, why they should look at, before we get into the three reasons, what's just your overall view?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So I think the technical team at Zenith have been very good at aggregating a super portfolio. I think for investors, it's tough. There's over 630-odd listed companies in the resources space on the ASX.
That's crazy.
It's enormous, right? But what we're going to deliver, I believe, given the quality of the portfolio and the news to date, is value accretion. And if you get value accretion, that's good for existing shareholders. And, I'd encourage non-shareholders to have a look at the story. It's only early in the journey.
And have you got cash? Because the other thing is people always worry, she's talking to them because they need some money. Do you need money at the moment?
No, we don't. So as we mentioned earlier, Irrahaddy, which is a big game in town, we're free carried. We recently raised $6 million, which is more than sufficient to progress the other assets we've talked about in the portfolio. And then we have investments of over $6 million. So our balance sheet is very robust at the minute.
Well, that is good to hear as somebody who likes to invest in these sectors. All right, we're going to finish up, Peter. I want you to give our listeners out there the three top reasons that you think they should be looking at Zenith Minerals. ASX code, as you said before, is ZNC. Why Zenith right now?
Yeah, I think that's really simple. I mean, have a look at Split Rocks. It will likely deliver a resource towards the end of this year or early next. you've got to have a look at Erehedi. I think people just don't appreciate just how big that
thing is. I would agree, yeah.
And the value impact that that's going to have on the business. And I think lastly, as we were just talking about, we are very well funded to execute our program. The program's very clear and, you know, we'll deliver as time goes on.
Fantastic. Really appreciate you talking to me on Small Caps today. Peter Bird, Executive Chairman of Zenith Minerals. Thanks very much, Peter.
Thanks, Kerry. Appreciate your time.